I tried to tell him, but another tentacle covered my mouth. I couldn't speak. Kellen shook his head and tightened his grip on me. My dad was winning. I was starting to go backward. Kellen's eyes darkened. The same black cloak that emanated from him when we rescued Almay rippled from him now. His eyes were black, but an outline of bright red formed. I couldn't look away. My dad's hold on me stopped, like he hit a wall, and Kellen's black cloak reached over me, enveloping me. He was fighting against my dad. Of the two, my father was more powerful, I thought. But Kellen was winning. He completed cloaking me, and trailed behind me, reaching to where my father still stood.
"She's my daughter!"
Kellen's fury whipped back at him.
"She's mine. You cannot have her, demon. You're an abomination of nature. You deserve to rot in hell where you were born. Shut up."
Kellen's mouth never moved, but he roared back. My eyes clung to his. He wanted to murder my father. If he could have, he would have right then and there. I shuddered. The pull between the two was exhausting me.
"Shay."
Kellen was talking to me again. "What?" I hadn't moved any closer to him. I was held suspended between the two men.
"You need to help me."
"Kellen, I'm tired." And I was. My head was falling down. Something was going on in me. I didn't know why I was exhausted, but my hand started to slip from his. "Kellen, I can't hold on any longer." I felt his refusal. He wasn't letting me go, and my dad wasn't withdrawing either. My eyes started to drift closed. It was too hard. Everything was going black.
"Shay!"
Kellen's yell whipped against my face, snapping me back awake. My head straightened and my eyes were wide open.
"You have to fight."
"I can't. I don't know what's going on."
"Your messenger side wants to go with your father. The rest of you wants to come with me. You're fighting yourself."
He had helped me before. He could do it again. "Kellen, your demon needs to come inside me. Do whatever you did before."
"I can't. I'm using everything I have to hold your father off."
"Get Gus and Vesper. Everyone needs to help."
"Damien and Almay are helping. Gus is too exhausted."
"I don't give a shit," I scowled. "She has to help." Somehow I focused on Kellen, but then moved behind him. I didn't know where I was getting the strength, but I reached over him. I sensed where everyone stood. The other angels were standing across the road. A barrier kept them out of reach. I didn't question that. We needed to use that. Gus and Vesper were behind Almay and Damien, who stood right next to Kellen. Both had their hands in the air chanting and fusing their power with his. They watched this, but couldn't stop me. The angels behind the barrier became frenzied. They began crashing into the barrier, trying to break it down.
"Shay!"
Gus looked around her. "What are you doing?"
"Use your powers. We need you. What do you want us to do?"
Vesper kept his mouth shut. I was trying to get into his head, but he blocked me out. I couldn't force my way in. I was using too much of my power as it was.
"Shay!"
Gus began trembling.
"What do you want us to do?"
"Touch Kellen. Connect your mind. He'll guide you from there." I placed both of them on their feet, behind Kellen. He knew what was happening, but couldn't lessen his concentration from holding off my father.
"Gus?"
She was just standing there looking around.
"Do it now!"
"Vesper," she murmured, nudging him with her arm. He refused to look at her. He was refusing to help.
"Come on."
He turned his back on her.
"They saved us. We have to help."
"She's the enemy.
She's the reason we're alive."
"Kellen's the reason we're alive. So help me instead,"
Kellen thundered, his voice crashing down on both of our siblings. They covered their ears. Kellen's fury had reached another level. I grew determined. The bastards were going to help whether they wanted to or not. I closed my eyes and began searching inside. My power was throughout me. It wasn't pooled in any one place, but most of it wasn't being used. Kellen was right. Some of it didn't want to move. It wouldn't. It wanted to go back with my father. I bit down on my lip and I thrust into my own power. It would help me, just like my siblings. I was choosing, and I was choosing Kellen.
"Move!"
Slowly, so agonizingly slow, it began churning. It began circling around almost sluggishly, but the more it circled, the more it began to pick up speed. It was a steady pace, like the beginning of a hurricane. It was moving faster, just a bit, and it kept going. Faster. Faster. More and more. It was starting to whip around now like a full-force hurricane, and I was keeping it restrained inside me.
Shay? I heard Kellen's concern. What are you doing?
Helping! I couldn't say more. I was using what strength I had to keep it under control. It was beginning to be too much. I opened my eyes. The twister was rising in me, but I needed to see if Gus was helping. She was. Her hand was on Kellen's shoulder and her eyes were closed. Her head hung down. I felt her power slip past me, merging with Ame's and Damien's too. Vesper still wasn't helping, but he was watching. His forehead wrinkled in fear.
Fine. Forget him. I was almost ready.
Shay? Kellen said. I don't know if this is a good idea. Shut up! My hands lifted out to my side. I was getting ready. Just be prepared. This is going to be fast.
What are you do?
A burst of light exploded from me. It was like a nuclear bomb. It hit against my father like a speeding bullet, slamming him back and cutting him off from us. The rest of my power shot out, disintegrating the barrier, and it blasted against the other messengers. It flung them miles away from us. I felt each of them crash into the ground, and all of them except one fell unconscious. I formed pockets of protection, covering Kellen, Ame, Damien, Gus, and even Vesper. Everyone else was obliterated. My power reached out further, traveling farther than even I wanted it, and suddenly, it flung back into me. It was like another bomb that went off, but in me. Pain sliced me as my power smashed back into me. I gasped. A rush of blood filled my mouth, and my head fell back like it was yanked from behind. I heard a cracking sound, and then... nothing. The world went to black. Chapter 22. I woke up feeling warm and safe with an arm over my waist. It was nighttime and Kellen was sleeping with me. His eyes closed and face turned toward me while he held me. I melted. He looked beautiful. There was no sign of the demon in him, and he looked angelic. His strong jawline, his perfect lips, his eyelashes that any girl would yearn for, and his cheekbones. I couldn't help myself. My hand rose and I rested my fingers over them, trailing down to touch the rest of his face. If he woke, he'd be startled, but I didn't care. I almost wanted that. I wanted to stop thinking and worrying about what was going to happen. I just wanted to be, and Kellen was in my bed with me. I wanted to just be with him. As my fingers moved to his lips, it was caught. His hand moved like lightning. He caught my wrist, but his hold didn't hurt. It was a gentle but firm grip, and then his eyelids opened. You caught me. His eyes darkened, and he said softly, sending shivers down my spine. So I did. They were the good kind of shivers, the kind that made me want to forget all reason and logic and roll underneath him. Even thinking of that, my legs parted, and I licked my lips. My body began to grow warm. Kellen noticed the changes, and his hand that was resting over my leg curved into my side. He applied pressure, bringing me forward, turning so we were lying face to face. Both of us were on our sides, and we were close. Too close, and I couldn't stop it. I didn't want to stop it. His hand ran down my side, sweeping over my leg, and he applied the teeniest bit of pressure. My leg followed willingly, sliding in between his. My hips shifted, moving closer to him. Our waists were almost touching, and his hand, the one still on my hand, didn't move. It was burning its hold on me, permanently scarring me. He waited, his eyes darting from mine to my lips, lingering there. A small groan slipped out. Hearing it, I felt more heat rush to my face and knew I was blushing.
Are you okay with this?
With you sleeping with me?
God, yes. No.
He shook his head, his voice a caress in itself.
This.
His hand skimmed over my thigh, rising up to my arm and where the bedsheet was covering me. I wore pajamas. Someone had changed my clothes, but I felt naked. I felt like it was just us, both naked, and the bedsheet, that flimsy little material, was the only barrier between us. My breathing grew more rapid and my heart sped up. I was sure Kellen knew the effect he was having on me. He knew everything about me. You're right, he murmured. His hand left the bedsheet and curved around my face, cupping the side of me. His thumb rested on my cheek, a tender touch. I know a lot, but not everything. I wish I did.
Things would be easier.
What don't you know?
What you hold closest to you?
He pressed his hand to where my heart was.
I don't know what you have in there.
I grinned. A heart?
You know what I mean.
He was asking how I felt about him. I nodded, biting down on my lip. Kellen, I murmured, but I didn't know what I was going to say, so instead I only asked, what happened?
You mean before?
I nodded again.
You protected us.
No, I said. You protected us.
I protected you, Shay.
His hand lifted to the corner of my mouth, touching my lips in a soft graze.
You protected everyone.
Kellen, don't act like that. Like you don't care.
I care about you.
That's not true. You care about Vesper and Giuseppe. I hated to say it, but you cared about Leah.
Maybe.
He was lying, but I realized he wasn't lying to me. He was lying to himself. You love so hard and hate so cold.
Shay.
He sighed, rolling to his back. The bedsheet slipped down past his waist. He was wearing gym shorts, but I could see his chest. All the dips and valleys of his muscles as he lay there, breathing in and out.
I'm a demon. I'm more than half demon, and that means I can only love one person.
He watched me from his pillow.
You. Only you.
Then why'd you save Vesper and Giuseppe?
Because they knew too much about you. I didn't want your father to get his hands on them.
That was the only reason? I remembered him in that house, fighting Dylan, yelling at me to save Vesper. He cared. I knew he did. I lay back too, mirroring him, and I rotated my head on my pillow to look at him. You're not a normal demon, Kellen, and I know a part of you cares.
You're lying to yourself.
He believed that. There was no uncertainty inside him. I felt it as real as if I was feeling my own emotions. I could feel him. That should have alarmed me, or alarmed my messenger, but it didn't. Somehow it felt right to feel all of him. I started to ask, my mouth opened, and he answered before a word slipped out.
Yes, I feel how you feel me.
So you know that I know you're lying?
I'm not lying.
To yourself you are.
I'm not doing that. You're searching for goodness in me.
His eyes were bleak, but a flash of anger sparked in there, just a flicker in the background.
The only good thing in me is you. If you die, there's no redemption for me. I'll become a full demon.
I frowned. What are you talking about?
I told you I'm not like normal demons. I'm not. The only spark of humanity in me is from you, because I love you. If you die, so do I. The only difference is that you'll become a full messenger, and I'll become a full demon. You go up, I go down.
Like heaven and hell?
Maybe,
he said softly, eyeing my mouth.
I'll probably stay on Earth, working for my father. You'll probably... I don't know what will happen to you, but you'll be my enemy. That's all I know.
So if the human side of me dies,
then everything is over.
That's the end of us. His hand found mine. My heart skipped a beat at his words. I watched as he lifted our hands in the air, lacing our fingers together. We were together. We were holding on to one another, but I felt the heaviness from what he said. He wasn't lying. He wasn't lying to himself, even. I could feel the truth emanating from him, and my throat swelled up. A deep sadness pressed down on me, pushing me further into the bed. I love you, Kellen. It was a quiet testament from me, heard perfectly in that quiet room.
I love you too, Shay.
He held me for the rest of the night, waiting for the others to wake. I knew two things. One was that I loved Kellen with all of my being, and two, nothing was going to happen to us. Nothing. Chapter 23. We were hiding. We drove that night for hours, eventually finding a home set deep in the woods somewhere. It was clean with fresh laundry folded in piles on the kitchen table. Everything inside the house was modern and chic. Outside, the glass patio doors right by the kitchen led out to a patio overlooking a large lake. Trees wrapped around both sides of the patio, giving the house a treehouse feel to it. Do I want to ask if there was an owner here when we arrived or not? Vesper and Giuseppe were sitting on stools at the bar end of the island. They shared a look, both grinning to the other. Never mind, I changed my mind. I don't want to know.
He's not dead, Vesper offered, if that helps.
Only because Damien wouldn't allow that,
Gus sneered at the messenger as he walked into the kitchen behind me.
Speak of the devil.
Damien grabbed an apple and paused, shooting her a look.
Don't start, half-child. I can eviscerate you with a thought.
No, you can't. She raised her chin, challenging him.
You don't think I can?
He stepped next to me, stepping toward her. I felt the anger radiating out of him. His entire body tensed up and he was ready for a fight.
Gus, I said, shaking my head.
Maybe not this fight. Not today. She snorted, rolling her eyes.
I meant it when I said he really can't, because he can't. Kellen did a spell. No messenger on demon action going on in this house.
Her nose wrinkled, and her top lip lifted in a sneer.
I don't think he wanted to get up this morning and find half his backup obliterated by the other half.
Yeah, Damien grunted. You guys.
Let's take this up outside where it's not charm-free, buddy.
Gus swung her long and tanned legs off the stool, standing in a sensual fashion. She was dressed, but barely. A white top clung to her, fitting around her breasts and resting a few inches above her waist. She was showing off her stomach muscles and how fit her body was. Sticking her hands in the pockets of her white shorts, which stopped at the top of her thighs, she struck an alluring and cocky pose at the same time. She could have been in a yachting magazine. She looked him up and down, noting how his hand had a tight grip on the apple.
Imagining that thing is my neck?
And on cue, the apple exploded, but a cold smile told me it wasn't by accident. Damien retorted,
How'd you know?
Gus cooled, just a bit. A tiny amount of caution entered her gaze, and she glanced to Vesper, seeing that he had a bored look on his face.
What? The thought of me fighting a messenger is putting you to sleep?
Fuck off, sister. You're not going to do shit, and you know it.
Yeah?
Anger sparked in her eyes once again. The little bit of fight that had left her returned, and it was doubled.
You don't think so?
No, because he'll wipe the floor with you. If by some miracle he doesn't, Kellen will wipe the floor with you right afterwards. This guy has juice. Kellen's smart. He knows we need him around.
Vesper had slowly risen to his feet as he talked. He wasn't dressed in the nice clothes Gus was, but he looked every bit as dangerous. He had pulled on a torn black t-shirt over jeans. Standing next to his sister, the two were striking together. Both blonde, both gorgeous, and both deadly. But Damien didn't seem disturbed. He came around the island regarding both of them. All three were locked on each other. Damien skirted between the two, but he didn't look scared. He said,
So, you think I'll wipe the floor with your sister, huh? Yeah, alone.
A warning was there. Vesper rolled his shoulders back and held his chin up, slightly higher than Gus. It was obvious who the alpha was of the two.
But there's two of us and one of you. You don't stand a chance, messenger.
The last word was spoken with such disdain, my own messenger stirred inside. She didn't like that, not one bit, and my eyes cooled.
Watch it, brother,
I used the same disdain he had. You're forgetting he's not the only messenger around. I'd just declared war, or at least threatened it when Kellen swept into the room. I felt him coming like a dark cloud that slowly filled the room. His presence was felt long before he appeared from the stairs where I had come from a few minutes earlier. Without breaking stride, he went past Gus and Vesper, placing a hand on both of their shoulders and physically sitting them both back down. Then he was around the island and he tugged me with him, pulling me away from Damien before he let me go and he went to the patio doors. He pulled the shades and ordered,
Messenger, close the rest of the windows.
It was an insult and command all rolled into one. Damien seemed ready to protest, but his shoulders lowered and he went off to do as Kellen said. One by one, all the windows were closed and all the shades were pulled. I didn't know the reason, but I waited until Damien was done. Kellen was leaning against the counter next to me. His arm brushed against mine, and I knew the contact was on purpose. Damien saw it too, gritting his teeth before he stopped at the other side of the kitchen. "Ame?" I asked. "Here." She sailed in, coming from down a first-floor hallway. A long white dress billowed behind her, and her eyes were dancing. She smiled at me, her face almost glowing. "You look so well-rested, Shay. That's wonderful. A good night's sleep must have done the trick, hm?" She cast a sideways look to Kellen at the last part, with the sides of her mouth turning inward like she was trying to hold back a grin. "Matt," I chose to ignore whatever innuendo my aunt said. "We brought him with us. Where is he?"
"Tied up in the shed outside."
Giuseppe added to Vesper's statement. "Along with the owner of this place."
"Who put them there?"
"I did," Kellen answered him, his eyes hard on me, almost daring me to say something against him. I frowned at that. "Okay?"
"Did you charm that place, too?" Vesper asked Kellen. He nodded. "They won't be able to find us for now. We have a few days to come up with a plan before Shay's father finds us again."
"And speaking of my dad," I told them about my encounter with him. "Huh," that was all Gus said. Vesper seemed confused. Damien was quiet, his face unreadable and closed off. Kellen didn't say anything either out loud. He said it to me in my head.
"He said you didn't have enough power."
The backs of our fingers were resting against each other. I moved mine just barely to brush against his. He was disappointed. I don't know why he fought for me. Before that, it felt like he was going to send me back to you. He wanted us to bond. I kept the part where Damien suggested the same sentiment to me. Things were tense enough. Kellen could use that as an excuse to kill Damien, and for some reason I didn't want him to do that. I snuck a look across the kitchen to the male messenger. His eyebrows were bunched together, lost in thought. A nervous feeling trickled through me, but I wasn't sure where it came from. I had no reason to distrust Damien. If anyone, it should have been Vesper. He actually planned to kill me, but for some reason, that same feeling wasn't there for my pseudo-half-demon sibling. I knew where they stood, he and Gus. Both were too scared of Kellen to go against him. One would think they'd be loyal because we saved them both, but I snorted at that thought. I wasn't going to hold my breath for that kind of loyalty from them. "What's so funny?" Gus asked.
"What?"
she told me. "You just laughed at something." She looked at Kellen with suspicion. "Are you two doing the thought thing?"
"What thought thing?" Damien asked.
"They can hear each other's thoughts," she glared. "It's annoying."
"You can't?"
Damien surprised her. "What?"
"You can't hear your brother's thoughts? You two are connected through blood. You should be able to hear each other's thoughts."
Gus and Vesper shared a look. Both shifted in their seats. Then Gus burst out, pointing at us. "She and Kellen aren't connected by blood, what the hell?" I felt everyone's attention turn to us and I straightened against the counter. I didn't want the attention. At least that attention. Everyone knew we were close, but the less they pried, the more comfortable I would be. Kellen said,
"Even more reason to learn your place."
He stood up and glowered down at Gus, using his body to intimidate her.
"We're both powerful, more than you."
And it was working. Gus sat back down, her shoulders lowering, and she seemed almost submissive. "I wasn't challenging you. I was just wondering how you guys can do that, that's all." Vesper's jaw clenched, shooting his sister a sideways look. Damien remained quiet, observing the entire exchange. His gaze was clouded over and he cleared his throat, drawing everyone's attention.
"Do you have a plan?"
Kellen glanced over his shoulder to me. I saw one lurking in him, but he said,
"No, and we have 3 days, maybe 4 tops, to figure one out. I'm assuming you'll bring something to the drawing board."
Damien narrowed his eyes, but he said nothing more. Ame smiled. "Well, I think if we all put our heads together, we can all come up with something. 3 half-messengers, 3 half-demons, and 2 captive humans in the shed. That's a recipe for success if I ever heard one." She clapped her hands together, amusement sparking from her. But from the rest of us, not so much. Chapter 24. Everyone wants us to bond. I tensed but turned around. I'd gone on a walk,
It'd been 2 days of hiding. Everyone was tense inside the house. I knew Kellen didn't want anyone to leave, but I was going nuts. For the last 2 nights, Kellen went with me to our room. It wasn't my room. It wasn't his room. It was ours. And every night, I lay in his arms. We kissed, but we never went further. The ache for him was taking over. Even the messenger in me was ready to combust. I couldn't see him now. The walking path I took in the woods shut out the moonlight, but I felt Kellen before I heard him. I knew he was going to follow, and a part of me had been waiting for him. "What took you so long?" I asked. He drew closer, stepping further toward me so I could make out his silhouette. I saw the whites of his eyes. They were lidded.
"Bonding?"
"No, you've been following me since I left."
"Oh."
His shoulders relaxed, straightening out a bit.
"I wanted to wait until we were farther from the house."
"Yeah?"
"There's a traitor in the group."
Alarm jolted me. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. "Who?"
"If you were to take a guess."
I frowned. "Damien?"
"Maybe."
"You don't think it's him?"
"I don't know what I think yet."
"Who else could it be? Vesper and Gus are a-holes, but you think they'd betray us, and to whom?" I laughed. "And it can't be Almay. She's like the only good one out of everyone. And it's not Matt, he's our captive. That doesn't leave anyone else."
"Damien knew where we were at the house when the demons came."
I nodded. "So it has to be him, then." A knot formed in my stomach. He wanted us to bond, too. But he made it sound like we needed to do that to take on my dad. But what if... Kellen was watching me. He knew what I was thinking, and when the words couldn't form, he moved so he was right in front of me. I could feel his warmth, and he pulled me into his body, folding me in his arms. He rested his chin on top of my head, murmuring,
"Everything will be okay. I'll make sure of it."
I heard the dark promise in his voice and closed my eyes. A sensual tingle wound through me, warming me all over, and I rested my forehead against his chest, right where his heart was. I could feel and hear it working. My hand fell to his stomach, pressing there, and the longer I stayed in that position, the faster his heart sped up. He was reacting to me, too. I let out a sigh, thinking, "Everyone wants us to bond, myself included." His arm tightened on my hip.
"It's what your father wants."
"And that means we shouldn't, right?" I licked my lips because that's not what I wanted. Not at all.
"I can hear all your thoughts, Shay. The ones you don't think I can hear. Those two."
"I know." I didn't care. I was starting to not care about a lot of things. And I moved, closing the distance between our bodies. It had been a small opening, but it was gone now. Our bodies were fused together with only our clothes as a barrier. I wanted his shirt gone. Reacting to my thought, my hand slid up under his shirt, lifting it as I explored his chest. I was becoming lost in the feel of him.
"Shay,"
he murmured, his voice almost a groan next to my ear. I didn't answer. I pushed his shirt the rest of the way up, pressing my lips to his naked skin now. I was becoming intoxicated, just from this touch, from not caring, from not holding back. I wasn't holding back anymore. I wanted him. I think I had always wanted him. He caught the back of my neck.
"Shay?"
"Shut up," I growled, lifting my face. My lips were waiting for his, and I opened my eyes. He was staring down at me, torn. I saw the temptation there, and feeling braver than I ever had before, my hand fell to his jeans. My fingers slid inside, touching his skin, and my thumb rested over the first button of his pants. An animal-like growl came from him, and he snatched me up in his arms. I was shoved against a nearby tree, but I didn't feel the bark. I didn't feel how rough the tree was. All I was feeling was Kellen, his mouth on mine. His hands were on my hips, holding me up as my legs wound around his waist. I opened his pants and slid my hand inside. I was addicted to him. That was the only explanation for my behavior. I was past caring. I just needed him. Then his hands were between my legs and he slid a finger inside. I stilled, savoring that sensation, and he began to move, in and out. He went deep, then pulled back out, only to go once more inside. This was natural. This was how we were supposed to be, except I wanted him, all of him inside me. "Kellen," I gasped against his mouth,
Desire and pleasure pulsed through me. I felt his darkness cover us, and I even wanted more of that. He protected me. He killed for me. He would do anything for me. The messenger in me was quiet. Kellen pulled his mouth from mine. He rasped near my ear. She's gone. She's letting us have this moment. In? Out? I needed more. Kellen? I started to whimper. Wave after wave was crashing down on me, nearing me to climax, but I wasn't ready. Still, I couldn't do anything. Kellen held me in place. I couldn't move my hips in response to him. He held me firm. I could only be there and endure what he was doing to my body.
Shay,
he growled again, letting me fall to the ground. He caught me and laid me down gently, then bent over me. The night cold should have covered me, but it didn't. Kellen's darkness was warming both of us, and he had woven a spell over us. And then I felt his lips replace his fingers. My back arched, and I let out a guttural scream. I grabbed his head, but he caught my hands and pinned both down beside me. His tongue began moving, licking, slipping inside. I was helpless again. All I could do was lay there panting, trying not to scream as he made me come. Kellen, I was begging, please. I couldn't take much more. He was relentless. I wanted him, not his mouth, not his fingers. I wanted him, and I wanted to touch him back. I was brazen now. I just wanted him. I wanted to give him pleasure, too. After coming a third time, my body was exhausted and satiated. I was panting, and Kellen lay on top of me, smirking down at me. I raked my fingers through his hair, grabbing a hold of him. What did you just do to me? His eyes darkened, the smirk vanished, and he lowered his lips to mine. A soft kiss there. He whispered, I made you mine. A delicious shiver. Goosebumps broke out over my skin, but all I could do was shake my head, my lips to his, and I murmured, God, you're mine. Not God, just me. Then he took control of the kiss again, and he started his sensual assault on me all over again. Hands linked, we were walking back when suddenly Kellen stopped. Kellen, we aren't alone. I tried to sense out, feeling who was there, and he was right. A presence was waiting for us, just a few yards before the walking path opened back to the house's lawns. It's Damien. I tightened my hand over his, but Kellen pulled loose and strode forward.
Are you waiting for someone else, messenger?
Damien sighed.
Please, like I want to smell the two of you together, what you've been doing. I'm waiting for you and you know it. Why? There are things at work that you've no idea about. I feel it's time you know.
I waited, expecting Kellen to say something more, but he was only silent. His head turned halfway from us, like he was watching something beyond the woods. He moved forward a step. He was seeing something. Kellen, what is it? He didn't answer me. My insides began to churn. Damien filled me in.
He's seeing what I came to tell you guys. When you left, the traitor took advantage of your disappearance. What is she doing?
Kellen's voice was tight and controlled.
You see her too?
I looked, but nothing. Just the black of the night and Damien's white aura. That was the messenger emanating from within him. You guys! I wanted to know. What's going on? A door from the house opened. Light spilled out. We could see from where we stood. We were close enough to the house and someone shouted, Hurry! They're coming back!
Kellen vanished. I felt him beside me. And in the next second, he was gone.
Kellen!
Shay, come on.
Damien motioned for me. I ran and he ran with me. We got to the lawn just as Vesper was running toward the shed. Kellen appeared and grabbed him by the throat. He picked him up, pulled him close, said something. I tried to hear, but Kellen shut me out.
Stop, Kellen! Stay back, for your own good.
I felt his murderous intentions. He was going to kill Vesper, and later he'd regret it. I tried to run faster. Damien was right beside me. Why we couldn't vanish and appear there was beyond me, but I gritted my teeth and kept going. We got there in time to hear Vesper squeak out, It's too late, Kellen. She already called them. A deep roar erupted from the bottom of Kellen's throat, and his hand closed around Vesper's throat. We heard a snapping sound, and Vesper's body went slack. He broke his neck.
Kellen let the body fall to the ground, and for a moment it was complete silence in the lawn. I sensed Ame coming to the open door. She wondered what was happening, but no one said a word, and in that small break, we heard moans from inside the shed.
No.
Damien tried to rush for the shed. Kellen flung a hand out. He didn't touch Damien, but the messenger was thrown back. A bolt of static came from Kellen's hand right after, and when Damien tried to run back to us, he couldn't. He ran into an invisible force field. I asked, starting to tremble, "What is that?"
"It's a barrier."
Kellen turned back to the shed. He only stared at it for a moment. "Kellen, what's going on?"
"It keeps them out and us in."
Us. He meant him and me,
I thought.
I assumed the them was Damien and Ame. He couldn't have meant messengers because I was a messenger too. I was a little more than half of one even, but I didn't voice those questions. Whatever was happening on the other side of the shed door, it sounded like sex, but I had a feeling it was more than sex. Kellen wouldn't have cared if it was only sex. And then he strode forward. I followed, and when he opened the door, I expected the occupants to jerk at the sight of us. They didn't. They kept on as if they couldn't hear us.
"I blocked them before I caught Vesper," Kellen told me.
I saw why as Giuseppa arched her back, letting her head fall backward. She was straddling Matt, who was kissing her breast. She lifted her arms, cradling his head, sliding her fingers through his hair. "More, Matt. Please, more," she crooned, urging him on as her hips moved faster. She was riding him. He grasped her back, jerking his hips up into her. A growl came from him as he caught one of her nipples in his teeth. Her mouth fell open and she continued with her moans, but then her hand lifted from his head. It continued, moving all the way in the air, and it reached behind her. Then, the moonlight glinted off something metal, and when her hand came back up, she was holding a nasty-looking dagger. I started forward, but Kellen stopped me. "What are you doing? She's going to kill him." He didn't answer. He kept me in place. "Kellen!" His jaw hardened. His hand was firmly on my stomach, and then as Matt and Giuseppa climaxed, both letting out loud groans, her hand slashed in the air. She sliced his throat. Matt jerked forward, making empty-sounding gasps as blood spilled out from his throat. His hand came to his throat, and he looked at her, shock and revulsion mixing together. She ignored him, coldly pushing his body back from hers, and she stood up. She was naked, blood covering her, and she wiped her hand over her chest, then tracing a symbol on the wall. Once she was done, she stood facing the symbol and took a deep breath, then placed the palm of her hand against it. An explosion happened in the air, throwing her backward. Heat and fire flared in the air. It would have flung me backward as well, but Kellen held on to me. He anchored me in place and moved so one of his shoulders was half shielding me. Some of the fire grazed my cheek. I felt it burning there, but it wasn't painful. It was like a warm tickle. I frowned at that, but something was coming. Giuseppa had opened a hole in the air, and whatever was coming from the other side. Kellen was waiting for it. "What?" Giuseppa struggled to her feet. The shed had blown up, and ash, wood, and soot covered her body, mixing with the blood. She shook her head, gazing at us.
What are you doing here? Shay?"
she gulped, jerking around.
"Wait, where's Vesper?"
Panic rose in her voice.
"Vesper, where is he? Where is he?"
"Shut up." Kellen silenced her with that. Then we felt the presence from whoever was coming. I felt its darkness before it said anything. It was evil and powerful, and I was trembling. I would have fallen back or run if Kellen hadn't been touching me. He wasn't keeping me in place. He was enabling me to stand there and tolerate what was coming. It was pure evil. I began clawing at his arm. I didn't want to be there.
"Shay,"
he said softly. His hand left my stomach and caught my hand. Our fingers laced together, and I was beginning to cling to him like a lifesaver. Black smoke began to waft in. It coated the ground, filling all around our feet and slowly rising up to cover our knees, our legs, our waists. It rose up to my face, and I began choking. I couldn't breathe. Kellen saw what was happening and uttered a word.
"Aish."
The smoke combusted into fire. Again we were unharmed, and then the smoke was gone. Giuseppa coughed, falling over behind us. She clutched at her stomach.
"What did you do?"
But she didn't matter. I felt his presence. He was there.
right on the other side. I couldn't talk or move. I could only hold on to Kellen, but I sensed his fear too. Black tentacles began to come through the hole like black snakes, but they were all attached together. A thin sheen of skin covered them. They slithered all around, feeling the ground, the remaining wall of the shed, until they touched the bottom of our feet. Instead of heat, I felt cold. Ice plunged through me, and I began violently shaking now. Kellen bit back a curse, then suddenly the snakes and tentacles left. They moved past us, leaving a perfect circle in the ground around our feet. They went to Giuseppe, and a shrill scream came from them. It wasn't Gus. It was the snakes, tentacles. Immediately the rest of them swarmed, overcoming Giuseppe. I didn't want to watch, but I couldn't not watch. She had been my sister, then half-sister, and now she was an empty vessel of someone I was supposed to have loved as family. I felt none of those feelings anymore, not after seeing her murder Matt and knowing she had been the one to bring forth whomever this demon was. The snakes and tentacles writhed over her body. She didn't say a word. They swarmed inside her throat, and when that happened, I couldn't look anymore. I pressed my head into Kellen's arm. Then I heard a hiss.
Son, you are here to greet me.
Kellen didn't say a word. His hand had a death-like grip on mine. His entire body was like stone. He was tensing up, and I knew something more was going to happen.
No.
Another hiss.
You're not here to greet me. You're here to kill me. For her? You're betraying me for that monster?
Again, no sound from Kellen. I looked up and saw the torment on his face. His father was in his head, and Kellen's face had drained of blood. No, his father was assaulting Kellen's mind, how the snakes and tentacles were still assaulting Giuseppe. They were loving it, whatever they were doing to her. I wondered if Kellen's father was doing the same thing to him, loving whatever torture he was inflicting on his son. I turned to face his father, and I said the first thing that came to mind. Stop. Chapter 25.
It's you.
As he spoke, the ice plunged deeper inside of me. I cried out from the pain, almost doubling over. That was him. He was inside of me like he was inside of his own son.
You are what my son loves above all else. Why he refuses to return to my side.
The rest of him stepped through the hole. He wasn't corporeal. The snakes and tentacles were a part of him, as was the ice he had inflicted upon us both. The smoke had been a part of him, too. Everything about Kellen's father was to bring suffering and pain. He was thriving on ours, and I could see that he was getting stronger because of it. I closed my eyes. I had to block out the pain somehow. I could get a footing then.
You think to fight me?
He was laughing.
You are nothing. Even the great Shazam couldn't take me on. I am darkness. I am evil. You are a small shadow underneath a rock in my world.
The ice burst through new layers inside of me, tunneling all the way to my core. He was going for my soul. That was the ultimate destination for him.
No.
I felt more than heard Kellen's protest. He knew what his father was doing to me, and he was rallying against it.
What did you say?
I said no. Let her go.
The ice was ripped out of me. I screamed, falling to the floor, and I felt myself being pulled away. There was a vacuum effect going on, yanking me backward. Kellen stuck his foot out, maintaining contact with me, and as soon as he did, the world righted itself. He anchored me again. Without Kellen's touch, I would have been swept back, and I glanced over my shoulder. Damien and Ame were on the other side of that barrier. Both had wide eyes and paled features. Damien's hands were curled into fists. He'd been trying to break through the barrier, but paused, seeing that I was looking back. Ame clutched at a blanket over her shoulders. Tears fell down her face, and she never flicked them away. She just let them fall, like she knew something we didn't, like she knew this was our goodbye. Like she knew I was going to die.
No!
Kellen roared, hearing my thoughts and feeling my pain. He
He broke free from his dad's hold a little bit more, enough so he could lean down and grab my shoulder. I lifted my arm up, and he caught my hand. There. As soon as our palms were next to each other, it sealed our connection. A wave of strength surged through me, going through him, too. Or maybe it had been his in the first place. Maybe he loaned it to me. Either way, I felt a tiny bit stronger. His father had pulled all the snakes and tentacles back. He stood in front of us in a corporeal form, wearing a black suit buttoned in front of him. His body looked like Brad Pitt, and he cocked his head to the side, a genuine curiosity alighting his eyes. Well, that was interesting. He studied us closer, sniffing the air. You two are bonded, but not enough. You've not taken her completely, son. What are you waiting for? He gestured to me. She is willing. Even her messenger is silent, knowing it needs to happen. My messenger. She wasn't fighting for me. I tried to waken her, use her power, but nothing. It was like kicking around an empty can. Ah. Kellen's father smiled at me. You're not used to being as one with your messenger, are you? I put her to sleep. I won't have a half-messenger trying to kill me, and only killing herself before I'm done with you. He swung his head back to Kellen. Why have you not fully bonded with her? I wanted to die. He was talking about sex. If I weren't so scared, humiliation would be coloring my face red. Kellen's eyes closed to slits. Are you joking? What we do is none of your business. It is my business. That's why you were sent here. For her. You're supposed to take her power. I want her power. What? I needed to know more, feeling that this was important, but Giuseppa coughed from behind us, rolling to her hands and knees. Her body was black and blue now, with red splotches all over. There were marks that looked like rug burn, like she had been dragged behind a car. I cringed, just looking at her. Vesper, she croaked out, one eye looking to the left as her right tried to focus on Kellen. Where is he? Kellen's father walked around, gazing down at Gus. Ah, yes. This is the foster sister that I sent you to be with. She wasn't looking up at him. Her head hung low, and her back was spasming from trying to breathe. He kicked her, flipping her over. The front of her looked the same as her back, black and blue with red splotches all over, except blood had broken through her skin. It was trickling down her body, making a path among the soot, markings, and dried blood that had already been there. Her head fell back to the ground. She couldn't move. She could only look up at him, and she said hoarsely, "They did something to my brother." Ah, your brother. Kellen's father knelt down, shaking his head as he took in her form. You're a mess, aren't you? What did my pets do? Pets? I didn't want to think about that. I shared a look with Kellen, who frowned and glanced away. Son? His father swung back around. Your foster sister was kind enough to call me forward. And I have to fulfill part of my end. So where's her brother? Kellen didn't say anything.
Did you kill him?
Giuseppa spoke with such vehemence. She spit out the words. She sat up, her entire body still taking gulping breaths.
Did you?
Kellen shot her a dark look, but he looked more bored with her question than angered. Son? He transferred the look to his father. Are you fucking kidding me? Of course I killed him. They called you here.
They have our mom and dad,
Giuseppa exclaimed. She tried to rise, fell, and remained sitting, wrapping her hands around her legs, balled in fists.
Because of you, they took mom and dad. Do you care?
Mom and dad. My surrogate mother. The one that was human but had her insides carved out from living and loving her demon husband. The ones that I didn't want to see, so I cast a spell so I never saw them. Those parents. They were taken captive?
Yes,
Gus huffed at me.
We're the ones who sent the demons after you guys before.
Her nostrils flared.
You're not the only ones who have some juice. We can do a freaking tracking spell.
She looked to where Matt's body was, now under a pile of wood and soot.
That's how they got the jump on us. I didn't know the exact words to say, but Dylan did. Asshole. We spilled a little blood. He said the magic words, and then I woke up and I was tied to a freaking bed. When I woke up, Dylan said they followed through with the rest of the spell, hoping the two of you would be taken care of and they wouldn't have to deal with you, but they were going to deal with Vesper and me. She glared at Kellen. I'm sorry, okay? But they took our parents. Apparently you were cloaked somewhere.
The magic house.
And they needed us to find you, so we did what we had to do.
And it didn't work, huh?
She sneered at him. You kicked their asses. We had to try again, so yeah, I did what I had to do just now.
You had to kill Matt? I asked.
Yes, the spell required a sacrifice. It was him or the owner of this place, but Kellen moved him, so...
She trailed off, shrugging again. She regarded Kellen's father.
You said to deliver your son and Shay. They're here. Where are my parents?
They're fine. They're back at your home, packing.
What? She grew wary. Packing for what?
Packing to leave. They can't stay here anymore. Too many people know what they are, so they're off again. With little demons to raise all over again.
What?
Giuseppe wasn't the only one confused. I asked, what are you saying? He swung those dark and hypnotic eyes my way. I gulped, feeling the full force of him again. I felt my soul being sucked out of me as he began to glide toward me. I gifted them with more children, more demons to raise. I didn't pull them in to take to hell with me. I pulled them in to give them a job. They work for me now. He glanced to Giuseppe, speaking to me. As does your foster sister now. He lingered on Vesper's body. And your foster brother would have, but oh well. My son did what he does so well. He killed. He patted Kellen on the shoulder. I'm quite proud of you. But don't take this rebellion too far. You were given a job. Kellen's eyes narrowed. His father pulled back some of his power, freeing Kellen and me even more. I could see the wheels turning in his mind. He was going to do something. I felt his intentions like a timer counting down. In three, Kellen smiled at his father. I have to thank you.
For what?
In two, for letting me come find Shay. For letting me fall in love with her. He paused 1 second, his eyes sliding to mine. And for letting her give me a little bit of humanity. And one, Kellen pulled out the dagger I recognized from earlier when he'd been about to use it on the messenger who my father was channeling. I started to fling my hand out. It killed Dylan, but it wouldn't have killed the messenger. It would have only given him power. I worried it could do the same to his father, but instead of thrusting it into his father, he twisted around and threw it toward Damien. I held my breath. The invisible barrier was there. The knife sailed right through it, breaking it, and Damien caught it in the air. He paused, staring at Kellen's father. Then a cruel grin spread over his face. Damien and Ame were back in the fight. Kellen's father started laughing. The brief joy I experienced shriveled up and burned away. He wasn't worried. Not at all. In fact, he sounded even happier. He pointed at them, turning to Kellen.
You think they're going to help you? You're a demon, son. You're my demon. Those two are hybrids. They would never help you.
His words choked off into a gurgle. Damien leapt in the air, plunging the dagger through his back. He backed away after waiting to see what happened. Everyone did, except Kellen. He didn't seem shocked, amused, anything. He was watching his father with a hard expression in his eyes, like he knew what was going to happen wouldn't work. I held my breath, and then his father started laughing. He looked down at the end of the dagger. The tip of it stuck out of his chest.
This was supposed to kill me?
He reached forward and began to pull it the rest of the way out of him, through his front.
Kellen, you couldn't have thought that would work.
No, but this will. While we were distracted, watching his father start to pull the dagger out of his chest, Kellen had gone to Giuseppe and held her up by her arm, literally lifting her in the air. She was too weak to fight, and new blood poured from her throat. Kellen was covered in it. His father realized what was going to happen, and he sucked in his breath. His hand fell away from the dagger, and he started forward.
No, Kel.
He was too late. Kellen threw Giuseppe through the hole, and as he did, another explosion like when the hole was created occurred once again.
No!
Then just as quick as it happened, it was done. This time, instead of exploding outward, it imploded. Giuseppe vanished, and so did his father. Kellen's father was gone. The hole in the air was gone. And everything was in shambles around us.